Father, blanket us tonight with truth that will prevail in another dimension of our lives. Uncover, open, go before us in the realm of the Spirit, that we may be able to see and activate, access realms of unlimitedness that you want your children to walk in as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob walked in it, and your son Jesus walked in it for an example for us. And we're thankful tonight that in this revival, in this prosperity revival, the people who are attending are about to step into another realm of life with no ending while they're living here on earth. See, because we know your unlimitedness is a taste of heaven on earth. No shortages, no lack. So we thank you for the communion of the Holy Ghost, that he may minister through us, minister to us, and that we'll see some things tonight that will cause us to be promoted in this realm to give you glory. Thank you for every appointment tuning in. Thank you for all the countries that are tuning in, men and women of God from all over the world. Thank you so much. We praise and honor you now. Let your word go forth. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Psalm 78. I want to start there. Psalm 78, there for a reason. God did so many unlimited things for the children of Israel. And if the children of Israel was able to live in unlimited places, my God, how much more we should be able to live after Christ died on the cross.
Yes, sir.
Then Psalm 78, and we want to make sure we're not in this area. Verse 40. Psalm 78, 40. It said, how often did they provoke him in the wilderness? They provoked him. Mm-hmm. And grieve him in the desert. So they provoked him and grieved him. God.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And they tell you what now. They turned back and tempted God. And look at that last statement. And limited the Holy One of Israel. They limited him. After they seen all the miraculous thing he had done, they still limited him because they wasn't believing that he can do something else.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
And then look in Psalm 103 for a minute. 103. I just want to look at verse 2. Psalm 103, verse 2. Mm-hmm. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Yes, sir.
Now, I want to begin to minister to you tonight about yielding to the flow of unlimited money prosperity. Uh-huh. Yep. I had to say money because a lot of prosperity being trying to be taught without money, so I put money in there. Yielding to the flow of unlimited money. Unlimited money. Everybody say unlimited money.
Unlimited money.
Prosperity.
Prosperity.
All right. Now, the secret here is obeying his instruction at all costs. He's going to give you some instruction. You obey them instruction at all costs. Don't let your soul forget his benefits.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
All right. He have done some things for you. Almost everybody listening to me, God have done some miraculous things for us.
Yes, sir.
I've been in some jam. You ever been in a jam?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever been in it and don't know how you got out?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yes, sir. Absolutely. And so we don't want to limit him to the limited life that most Christians live in. Turn to Genesis 12. Let me make a statement here. get ready to leave your uncomfortable comfort zone.
Yes, sir.
Your uncomfortable comfort zone. Get ready to leave your uncomfortable comfort zone. Why? You believe you can't go no further. Mm-hmm. See? Uh-huh. And tonight we're going to show you how to do it.
Yes, sir.
I think I better give you some guidelines here before I go there. Genesis 12. Just hold that. And then I'm going to give you some things that I think I need to give before we go into this unlimited money prosperity. But I got to give you some things because it's going to be a combat till you've been there so long. And you're talking about unlimited. So I have to feed you some things.
Yes, sir.
Three zones I want to talk about. Three zones. We're talking about zones and rims, all right? Your spirit is unlimited.
Yes, sir.
Already. You have an unlimited spirit. You read 2 Peter, and you talk about exceeding great and precious promises, and we have the same divine nature. We have the same spirit of God. God is a spirit. I'm a spirit.
Yes, sir.
So I'm unlimited in my spirit, so where are all the checks coming from? That I can't go no further. Well, your soul is limited.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, I'll tell you, I'm going to come back and tell you how to take the limit off your soul.
Yes, sir.
And then your senses are limited.
Yes, sir.
Now, y'all better get that down now. Your spirit is unlimited. Mm-hmm. Your soul is limited. It's three zones. Mm-hmm. And your senses are limited. And all three got to be in the game.
Yes, sir.
Because you're in a dimensional world here. And you got to have your senses where your senses won't stay in the elementary.
Yes, sir.
All right, I'll show you in a minute. Now, when I say your spirit is unlimited, praying in the Holy Ghost stir the unlimitedness of your spirit up.
Yes.
When you're praying in the spirit. Your limits are unmeasurable when you're praying in the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
It always was there, but the Spirit stirred up. So when you're praying in the Holy Ghost, you're not talking to men, but you're talking to God. But how be it, in the Spirit, you're speaking mystery.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, in this unlimited life, you're going to have to step into mystery.
Yes, sir.
You see, like Jesus said in Matthew 13, verses 11 and 12, it is given you to know the mystery of the kingdom. So your spirit is unlimited because your spirit deals with not just mundane ideas. Your spirit know how to move into mystery.
Yes, sir.
And if you're going to be flow in this unlimited zone, a limited rim, you're going to have to know how to flow in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Now, in order to change your soul limitation, it's found in that prayer in Ephesians 3, 14 through 20, where a volume of love,
yes, sir,
is put in your soul to bring you to Ephesians 3:20.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's an unlimited voice, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly, above all that we actually think, but then it says this at the end of the verse, according to the power that works in us. And he's talking about, you read it back up, he's talking about your inner man, he's talking about your heart, he's talking about your soul, and he's talking about love.
Yes,
he's talking about the width of love, the height of love, the depth of love. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
and so that divine love get in there and take limits off.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Limits off your thought, limits off your conscience.
Yeah.
Limit off your dream. Limit off your imagination. You seeing it?
Yes, sir.
All right. So now, that's the way, that's the second zone, how to take the limit off of your soul with love. Now, how do I take the limit off my senses? How do I get my spirit, soul, and senses correlated?
Yes, sir.
And some people don't want to talk about that because they're all spiritual, but they're walking in limits. Because they need, I got to do it now because I come back to Genesis. Turn to Hebrews 5.
Uh-huh.
Hebrews 5. You can't be unlimited in elementary school in the spirit. And that's what people do. They're in elementary. They're elementary, even though they got a bunch of scripture, but they're still elementary because when a mystery come up or when a revelation come up, they all got 1,000 questions. Children, shut up, listen, and let it kick in.
Yes, sir.
Hebrews chapter 5. See, we're talking about three zones now. Come on, you with me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the spirit, unlimited. The soul, limited, but you can change the soul to unlimitedness by love.
Yes, sir.
Love the Lord thy God with all thy mind, all thy soul, all thy might, all thy strength. And he put you, and he said, all the prophet and all the laws are subject to that love.
Yes, sir.
So therefore you can go into another limit.
Yes, sir.
In Hebrews 5, verse 11, and I want to compare Hebrews 5 with John 16 for a moment. John 16. Get Hebrews 5. And because we got some digging to do, because we're going to flow in an unlimited zone. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11, put a finger there. Then turn your Bible to John now. Hold a prayer, because we're going to look at both of them. I think it's amazing what God is showing us here. Uh-huh. He shows us a ministry to the spirit and a ministry to the senses.
Uh-huh.
In Hebrews, we're going to talk about ministering to the senses. In John, he's going to show us the Holy Ghost is the minister to us in our spirit and in our heart too. All right. In John 16, and I can't stay here long because I got a good many things to cover. In John 16, I want to look at verse 13, I believe it is. Might be my Bible stuck, best it's stuck together. 16 and 12. John 16 and 12. Now this prior to sending of the Holy Ghost in Acts 2. But he said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. See, he should glorify me. You see that?
Yes,
but I want you to see that 12 verse, and I want you to go back to Hebrew and look at 5 and 11. Mm-hmm. Just after the Holy Ghost have come and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing.
Uh-huh.
See, say the same thing, isn't it?
Yes,
yeah. Now, watch what it says. For the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again what be the first principles of the oracles of God, and have become such as need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a babe. Well, you can't get out in an unlimited zone like that, can you? Then what he said, but strong meat belongs to them that are full age. Watch it now. Even those who by reason of youth have their senses exercised. Have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
Yes,
then it goes in the sixth chapter. I'm not going to go in the sixth chapter and say, we've got to keep teaching y'all about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Keep teaching y'all about being led by the Spirit. Going over and over the same stuff. That's why you can't break level. Because you're circling.
Yes,
you can't break a level circling. Oh my goodness.
Yes,
you can't break level circling. Because circling, you're just going back where you came from.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
And so the circling, well, there's a lot of circling teaching.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched it over the years. Everybody teaching the same thing everybody else teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody won't break out because they think that that person know everything.
Come on, sir.
And so they lead the Holy Ghost out.
Yes,
and the Holy Ghost sent me clapping hands. But he don't know everything. Listen to me. I got something else I won't say. I got more than y'all can handle.
Yes, sir.
You see my point?
Yes, sir.
And so tonight we will not be circling.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Not certain. Yes, sir.
Hey, you cannot break no limit. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
You can't break no limit by circling.
Yes, sir.
Circling means, I'll say it again, and a lot of times your life have not gone where it should have gone, even though you're a good person, you're circling.
Yes, sir.
And when you're circling, that means you're going back where you came from.
Yep, yep.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how many of y'all see it?
I see it.
Because I've had a whole lot of circling in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was going somewhere, and I came right back where I was. So I saw that sign before. In the unlimited zone, you go in areas you've never seen before. And you have to be escorted by the Holy Ghost, or you won't be able to handle it. You got it? Let me give you a few more things before we go to Genesis. Drinking in the Spirit takes the limit off. Drinking in the Spirit takes the limit off. Here's another one. Thinking in the Spirit takes the limit off. Another one. Speaking in the Spirit takes the limit off. And then there is what we call sanctifying the total man. Then 1 Thessalonians 5:23 is very important. In this, going in this unlimited zone, it's hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's moving out of standard worldwide living. Moving out. Pack your bags tonight.
Yes, sir.
It's moving into supernatural living.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Everybody not going to go with you.
That's right.
And I got a scripture. I'm going to give you this other one, and the scripture going to address it. You're swimming in the spirit world.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I heard my daughter singing, and the Lord spoke to me, get ready to flow in unusual encounters.
Yes, sir.
Get ready to flow in unusual. You're going to have some unusual. To go to unlimited, you're going to have some unusual encounters. Now, let's go back to Genesis. Let's see. Let's walk it. Let's walk ourselves through this. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all easy to preach to. Glory to God. How many of y'all been stuck at the same level for years? Oh, lie to me. I got a revelation. You got a revelation. Did you move? Did your life move? I got some revelation. No. I'm talking about manifestation and demonstration. Did you move? Are you cycling? Are you cycling? See, you got it. Are you cycling?
That's good, sir.
We got to get you out the cycle.
Yes, sir.
Now, you're in Genesis 12, right? I told you Genesis 12, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, listen to this statement. Get ready to leave your uncomfortable comfort zone.
Yes, sir.
Now, watch what happened here. Genesis 12, 1. Now, the Lord, Now the Lord had said unto Abram. Now listen, I heard something in the spirit. There's no second emotion here now.
Yes, sir.
When the Lord speak, don't listen to nobody else.
Yes, sir.
Amen. See, because familiar spirits going to try to keep you in a certain zone.
Uh-huh.
And you're not going to be able to go in the zone called unlimited.
Yes, sir.
See, for to go into the zone with no limit, the Lord has to talk to you. And he has to give you things to do to see can he trust you to take you to another zone.
Yes, sir.
After a while, some people feeling will get hurt because there's some kin folks you're going to have to separate from.
Yes, sir. True.
Because they're the very one going to hold you back.
Yes, sir.
Yes, he's telling man right now. He tell him, look, now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country. I had to leave Geismar.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
I had to leave. And from thy kindred.
Yep.
And from thy father's house. I used to live in my father's house. Mm-hmm. Unto a land that I will show thee. And the land we're talking about now, I'm talking about going in a zone that is not limited.
Yes.
That's what he called Abraham. But you got to leave. You can't get there if you don't leave. So you have to get ready. By the next 20 minutes, the Holy Ghost will hit this place. Get ready to leave that comfort zone and get a little nervous sometimes. But you trust in God. You trust in the Spirit. You got to be willing to step out when he tell you to step out. That's the problem. People trying to step out. He didn't say nothing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They read a scripture and they stepped out of the scripture, but he ain't say nothing.
Yes, sir.
No, you didn't get me. You didn't get me. Yeah. They had a scripture and they stepped out, and you can't say the scripture didn't work because he said in Isaiah 55:11, what he said? My word will not return to me void. But then he said also in Isaiah, my thoughts are not your thoughts and my ways are not your ways. So if you don't have a revelation, you don't have a rhema, don't be stepping out.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yep, yep.
All right, listen. Now the Lord has said to him, get out of thy country and from thy kingdom and from thy father's house. Now you got to do all that. The last part of this verse cannot come into play until he do that.
Yes, sir.
And then he said, if you do that until that, I'm not expecting you to find it yourself.
Uh-huh.
I'm just expecting you to obey me unto a level or into an unlimited zone, I'll show you.
Yes, sir.
So in the unlimited zone in your life, the Lord has to show it to you.
Yes, sir.
You can't find it by yourself. And then there's some people you're going to have to separate from.
Yes, sir.
Because they're all living in a limited zone.
Yep, yep, yep.
You ever saw crawfish in a tub?
Uh-huh.
One crawfish, like he's almost out.
Yes, sir.
His cousin catch him, put him back down. Now, I want you to underline, I will show thee. This unlimited zone, he got, I will show thee.
Uh-huh.
I will show thee. If the Lord, it's an area that the Lord had to show you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, look at verse 2. He says something else. I will make of thee a great nation. See that? Huh? We're going into an unlimited zone. Look at what he says next. And I will bless thee. So I'll show you, make you, and bless you. Aha, uh-huh. I can dance on that. Show you, make you, and bless you. Come on. Show you, make you, and bless you. God said, I'm going to show you, I'm going to make you, I'm going to bless you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
He talking to me.
He talking to me.
He talking to me.
He talking to me.
All right. Amen. I make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And he goes on saying, I will bless them that bless thee. Curse him that curses thee, and indeed shall all families of the earth be blessed. There's a zone you got to leave.
Yes, sir.
Get ready to leave your zone. All right?
Yes, sir.
Now, sometime there are certain people you must separate from before you can go any further. Don't ever cry when somebody separates themselves from you. Let them go and never sin for them.
Let them go. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's right.
Genesis 13.
Yes, sir.
Why? We're going to show it to you. Genesis 13. See, they were the very one going to hold you from the next level.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Rejoice when people separate from you. Start dancing.
Yes, sir.
Because they were not able to go any further.
Yes, sir.
They can't handle that next level you're about to go
yes,
to.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Are you fine? No, this book, this is the Bible. Yes. I'm going to show it to you. In Genesis 13, I'm going to show it to you. Yeah. Yeah. In Genesis 13, let's look at it. Verse 14. And the Lord said to Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land, man, I thought you should have been gone. You see, man. And because look, he made a point. The Lord said to Abram, after that Lot was separated.
Yes, sir.
Otherwise, there has to be some separation before the elevation.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
yes, sir.
God doing you a favor and you are worried about it. Some people become baggage. Lay aside every witness. Some people become baggage in your life. They're just hanging on to you. They're not really producing nothing.
Yes, sir.
My God.
That's
good.
More apostle.
Yes.
The Lord, oh, watch this. It's so beautiful. And, and the Lord, oh my goodness, thank you, Jesus. And the Lord said to Abram, after that Lot was separated, I want you to see that, from him, separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look. Otherwise, he said, I couldn't show you this while Lot was with you. Because Lot proved that he was just out to get what he wanted, because Lot should have shut his man down. Lot didn't even know why he was blessed. He must have been stupid. He don't know why he had so much, because he was connected to Abraham.
Yes, sir.
And if Jeremiah, some of Jeremiah's members come against me, Jeremiah, shut them down. David, they'll shut them down. No, we can't do this.
Yes, sir.
You about to cut us off. You shut down. Shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. Get up out of here.
Yes,
sir. You see my point? Y'all see my point? Yes, see, that's why we're going to another level. Yes, we're going to another level. Because every time somebody try to hold us down, God get rid of them.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
And I love everybody who left.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious.
Yes, sir.
Yes. I love them. I pray for them.
Yes, sir.
Thank God you left.
Yes,
sir. I'm serious.
That's right.
Yeah, so you can get in your place and we can go to our place.
Yes, sir.
I believe that.
That's the truth. That's Bible. That's Bible, man.
Yes, sir.
I ain't hitting anger and all that stuff. I'm telling you, get the bag out.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
We're going somewhere else.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So he said in the 15th verse, for all the land which thou seed, to thee will I give it thee. What are you going to do? Give it to him, huh?
Yes, sir.
And to thy seed forever. Woo.
Yeah.
And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, that's going to another level, boy, unlimited. Then shall his seed also be numbered, rise, walk through the land in the length of it, in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Then Abram removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. But you see the point?
Yes, sir.
Now, we can go to the Bible and find many times people had to be separated from some people to get where they're going.
Yes, sir.
We're talking about going to another level, right? We're talking about going to unlimited money prosperity, right?
Yes,
you think that was unlimited?
Yes, sir.
My goodness. Now, here's another scripture that is familiar to you, but God caught it up. Don't ever sell her for less. Somebody was advertising, I believe it was alcohol on TV. He says, stay thirsty, my friend.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
John 7:37. Stay thirsty, my friend. Don't ever sell it for less. Just stay thirsty. A person who's going to another limit got to drink, and they got to stay thirsty.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. I've been thirsty for how long? I've been preaching, a Christian, 47 years. I've been thirsty. Actually, in my family,
yes, sir.
I'm thirsty. Ask the guy who worked. Ask Larry. Boy's been around. Been on. Ask him.
Yes, sir.
Ask all my children.
Yes, sir.
I never lost my thirst.
Yep.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
I stay thirsty, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so you got to stay thirsty. You got to be drinking,
yes,
to go to these levels. You got to be you drinking. You understand?
Yes,
you see, now look at John 7:37. Mm-hmm. Because I'm gonna take it somewhere before I close for you to see it. These lessons here, I don't just run out. You know, just start flowing when I get up. John 7. See what it said? It said rivers. Rivers. I said rivers.
Yes, sir.
Boy, they read it. Now everybody say, oh, there you go. No, I ain't going away. Get that Bible. Open that Bible up. 7:37. In that last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried. Now watch what he said now, because see, it's just not common. If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. He didn't say everybody thirsty.
Yes, sir.
He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of, now this is gonna hit your heart here. Out of his belly, you know where that's coming from? Out of your soul.
Yes, sir.
Look the word up, belly, in the concordance, and he's gonna tell you in that language, it's pertaining to your soul. See, we always thought that was our spirit.
Wow. Yes, sir.
shall flow rivers of living water. And then he first said, but this spoke ye of the Spirit. Now, I cannot get around this when we're talking about money, the flow and unlimited money, prosperity. I cannot get around this. It is the seed that take the limit off.
Yes, sir.
It is the seed. Genesis 26. Turn there. You're going to see it. You're going to see a man was going, just constantly going. It drove the whole city crazy. You see, when the limit off, your neighborhood should be upstood.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You're gonna see it happen here. Y'all know this text? You're gonna see it happen right here.
Yes, sir.
You're gonna see what a seed did. A seed took the lemon off a man. He but see the lemon that man knew because he was trained. Genesis 26. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Yielding to the flow of unlimited money prosperity. I like what the Holy Ghost started with. He says, stop going in circles.
Yes, sir.
That was a blues song. We're going in circles. I'm going in circles. Nobody want to go in no circle. You just want to go to the circus. You know what I'm saying? No, man. It's time for us to move. How many of y'all agree with me?
Yes,
it's time for you to move. The Bible talks about there's a wealthy place that God has for you. The Bible said God make us rich.
Yes, sir.
I wonder where that all that been.
Yes, sir.
See, but nobody can stop you either. The only person that can stop you, you want to know what the name is? Ledoux. That's the only person that can stop you.
Right. Yes, sir.
Right.
Nobody else can stop you.
Yes, sir.
And see, I'm not only teaching, I'm releasing an unlimited zone in here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm not only teaching it, daughter, I'm living in it.
Yes,
I know it's there.
Yes, sir.
It never stops.
Yes,
once you get to flowing with him, obey him like Abe obeyed him.
Yes, sir.
I left a lot of places.
Yes, sir.
I left Madison Square Garden.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Because he told me in the car, I mean, we got thousands of people there.
Yeah.
What preacher gonna leave Madison Square Garden? Huh? No, he told me your time up. I left.
Yes, sir.
I've left some major ministries.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He told me go.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
You gotta be, you see? And so I have never stopped. I have never stopped. I've never landed.
Yes, sir.
No. Yes, I'm never. It's just keep going.
Yeah.
All the limits off.
All the limits off.
Whoo!
All limits off.
Can y'all receive that?
Yes, sir.
I'm imparting to you online right now, and people up in here, all the limits off of your life. Today, off of your ministry.
Yeah.
Today, all limits.
All limits.
And I'm talking about money limits.
Yes, sir. Money limits.
No more money limit.
No more money.
Ooh, the time of day is now. Huh?
Yes.
No more money limit.
More money limit.
Jesus Lord Christ. God. Hallelujah.
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 Look what this man did with a seed.
Mm-hmm.
You here? Are you here?
Yes, sir.
My Bible says above that 12th voice, Isaac prospers. Then Isaac sold in that land, the land of famine, and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. Received 100-fold, and the Lord kept on blessing him. Well, he took him another place. And the man waxed great. I keep telling you. See that?
Yeah.
And went forward. And grew until he became very great. Woo, what? Them two voices. See, that you talking about taking the limit off. Listen to this, man, listen. Then Isaac sold in that land.
Yep.
Now, it's supposed to be a land of famine. Oh, somebody in a financial land of famine listening to me tonight.
Yes, sir.
But after I get through,
yeah,
your famine is over.
Oh, yes, sir.
We're just going to read these two verses. God's going to do something for you.
Yes, sir.
Then Isaac sold in that land and receiving the same here. You had to be waiting. A hundredfold. And then he said, he kept on talking. I mean, a hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him.
And the Lord blessed him.
And the man waxed great.
Uh-huh.
And went forward.
Yes, sir.
And grew until he became very great.
Wow.
Huh?
Wow.
That ain't no circling now.
No,
uh-uh. No, he ain't circled at the hundredfold. See that? There's no limit on it.
Mm-hmm.
You see it? Now wait, we ain't through yet. For he had possession of flocks. Plural.
Mm-hmm.
Not one flock. And possession of herds.
Yes, sir.
With an S. Everything got an S on it. And great stores of servants. Now get ready for this.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Who that Jake said, get ready. Yeah, get ready for this because, and the Philistine envied him.
Yes, sir.
See now, if you not ready for envy, don't listen to nothing I say.
Yes,
just get back in your zone, say, clap your hand, pat your feet, say, I don't know, because I'm about to take you in a zone.
Yeah.
That's going to create envy.
Yes, sir.
Because they're not moving, but you're constantly moving. They're circling, but you're going up.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Get that anointing on you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's all right to have a little envy sometime.
Yes, sir.
That's all right. Mm-hmm. You know, they might get over, but that's all right. I'm over before it starts.
Mm-hmm.
For all the wells, plural again. Look, count that. See if that's going up.
Yes.
For all the wells, which is father. Servant had dig in the days of Abraham, his father. The Philistine had stopped them and filled them with earth. And Amalek said to Isaac, verse 16.
Yes, sir.
Now, you know, they almost said that to me in Darrow.
Wow.
Yeah, they almost said that in this whole area. People nice, but, you know, they said, go from me.
Yes, sir.
And Amalek said unto Isaac, go from us.
Mm-hmm.
Look what he said there. Oh my. For thou art what? Much mightier than we.
Yes, sir.
We never seen nothing like this.
Yes, sir.
It's supposed to happen that way.
Yeah.
When you're yielding to the flow of unlimited money prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Listen to that. Wow. Wow. Don't ever sell it for less. It's a seed that take the limit off.
Uh-huh.
What is stopping the unlimited flow of prosperity in my life? I got one I'm saving for the year at the end. Turn to Malachi. Yeah, I hope you got an index. We got something we got to see there. I'm going to look it up. There it is. I'll tell you one thing. I always had me an index Bible too. Hallelujah. Sometimes I can't find it with the index. That's why them people like them computers to hit that button, you know. Micah. I'm pronouncing it right. Micah. That's it. M-I-C-F. Micah. Micah chapter 2, verse 13. The breaker is come up before them. They have broken up and have passed through the gate of normality, of normal, just a church goer, and are gone out in it, and their king shall pass before them, and the Lord on the head of them. Good God Almighty. The Lord said to the Israelite, no more empty hand.
Yes, sir.
I have a book out there. No more empty hand. It doesn't matter how things look now. Uh-oh. It doesn't matter how things look now. The Lord is saying to you tonight, no more empty hand.
No more empty hand.
I want you to recall this because I'm not going to. Exodus 3, 21 and 22 and Psalm 105, verse 37. He brought them out with silver and gold. Now I got two scriptures and I got 21 minutes. I've been preaching a whole hour every time. Listen, I got two scriptures. Now you go to Ezekiel. Ezekiel 47. Show you something here. Then I'm going to close. I'm trying to close now. Oh, Lord. Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to his name.
Glory, glory.
We're going to another level.
Yes, sir.
Unlimited.
Unlimited.
Just a few things the Lord have talked to us about tonight.
Yes,
just how that boy Isaac, he just kept being promoted. And how Abram had to be separated from Lot. There are some people just hang around you. They act like they're for you.
Yes,
but when something come up that they got to make a big decision, they don't want to make it.
Yes,
that's what happened. See, Lot had a big decision to make.
Uh-huh.
He's going to chastise these people, wait for them, or fire some of them people who was messing with Abraham people, or park out like he did. See, Abe said, look, you go over there, you get, and he went to the wrong place. he went to Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yes, sir, sure did.
See, Abe just stood there. Then the Lord said, now let him go over there. I got something for you.
Yes, sir.
Got something for you. I just couldn't let him go there. Now I've seen people untack themselves from this anointing.
Yes,
yes,
sir.
I see the results. Some try to hide it because the Lord gave them a chance to do something great in the ministry.
Yes, sir.
Good men.
Yes, sir.
But they couldn't handle the pressure, Jeremiah. They couldn't handle the pressure. You got to go through a pressure cooker to get here. You can't just sit around and dress up. You got to go through pressure.
Yes, sir.
Ah! I got to close, man. Jesus Christ. Take the pressure. Take the pressure. You'll never regret it. I took it. I went to sit down in a meeting. Nobody asked me to preach. I was sitting there and sawing. Ain't nobody knew me. I mean, 1,000 people. I had to get in line with everybody else. And I didn't know what they were doing. The first time I went, it was freezing. And all them people was out in the line. So I thought it was just nice people getting in the line. They opened them doors. Everybody changed to another person. They're going for the front seat, the second seat. I ain't know, man. So I thought we were going to walk in, you know, and the usher was going to set it up. Man, the people took off.
Yes, sir.
So I came home and practiced.
Yes, sir.
I saw they know how to throw them Bibles, hit them seats. So I came and practiced on some seat. I said, when I go back, I'm going to run with them.
Yes, sir.
I got the front seat every time.
Yes, sir.
Then I got some money.
Yes, sir.
And I hired me a runner.
Yes, sir.
Me and my wife stayed in the room.
Yes, sir.
Until they called us and said, we got your seats.
Yes, sir.
Money do make a difference, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, see, I was able to pay for their way, pay for his wife's way, pay for their hotel, and feed them just to run.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that really happened.
Yes, sir.
And I just walk in there, everybody all huffing, I just walk in there all dressed up. How y'all doing? Go get in my seat. Let me close. I'll get to the other scripture tomorrow night. Junior, come my way. That's enough. I'll get to it. I might preach a part two because some other things I want to say. Would you like money coming in unlimited abundance?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. We're going to try to take up and deal with some of that, all right? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I thought I was going to teach about a half hour, Junior.
Yes, sir.
I taught almost an hour.